going to open up the committee of the whole meeting. Let me confirm that the public hearing officially adjourned at 7:05. I will now open up the committee of the whole meeting. Again, it's August 19th, 2019 at 7:05. Our primary topic of discussion is the city logo, although there may be some other agenda items added if we have time at the end. Present with us this evening, myself, Mrs. Westfall, Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Fry, Mr. Hanum, Mrs. Hussman, Mr. Lutke, Mr. Richardson. Also, we've got Mrs. Brining from administration, Mr. Sanford, Mr. Aller, Mrs. Booker, and we do have Captain Miller with us as well. Thank you for joining us. We're glad to have you here. We have Danny Fuller from Fuller Art House, Mr. McCann, Judge Bonfiglio, John and Luke Genowine. So welcome. Always glad to have guests in the room. So with that, I would share with you that we, as you know, this will be our fourth meeting on the logo, and we have had Danny Fuller working with this group to build consensus around what we want to see. And at the close of our last meeting, I think we were very comfortable with the designs that Danny presented. And we had asked her to come back with some other colors, give us a sense if she had a preference. We did specifically ask to take a look at what the flag might look like with the logo she was recommending, and then also to just give us some idea of what the style guide might include or incorporate. So with that, I'm going to open up this meeting to Mrs. Fuller so she can outline her thoughts.
About the font, it should be a cheese font. I'm concerned that it
Thank you, Danny. Any comments from city council members?
I have two questions, actually. So I heard you say that this would be, weren't able to get the color quite right.
Yes.
The one that strikes me as maybe not quite right is the one that's kind of olive-y. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think it needs to.
That seems to not be what we've seen before, right?
I think that it went too olive-y. I tried, that was more of a green-green.
Yeah.
And then a stronger, deeper green is to the left of that, or to the right of that color.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys are, I mean, I want to go to something not as binary as what you have currently, but I'm not quite getting it.
You mean on the two sides?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks different on this, on your computer screen, right?
Do we not have,
PMS color?
We used to call PMS color.
We do have PMS color, so I'm gonna send you the PMS chart.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty ready to move this to council, but I think we need to see what it's really gonna look like, right?
What the colors are gonna be, mm-hmm.
Okay, the other question I had, which is just sort of, I don't usually ask these kind of questions because they're kind of legalistic, but are we sure that the City of Trees is available for use, that we checked it for, as a trademark?
I didn't, when I downloaded the first time, it said that it was for commercial use, but I'll verify that.
Yeah.
And I can also tweak it a little bit further.
Right.
In my vector.
Right.
Something that you'd like me to do.
I almost want to say that no one in the room knows about trademark law really well. Is it fair to say that? Oh, don't know?
Just a little.
Okay. Is it right to check it out?
Yeah, I got partners who can do that.
There goes the budget.
Yes, we haven't used City of Trees before.
I think that would be tough to trademark.
I think so too, it's like D.
Hey, if you can trademark Zaha, you can trademark anything.
I've seen it in other cities that say City of Trees, because it's a thing to be a City of Trees. You have to have a tree commission, and you have to have meetings, you have to have events. So City of Trees is like a national thing that probably hundreds of cities are actually.
Okay, so is our attorney saying that I don't have to worry about that?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't know. I really don't know.
He's our attorney.
We're saying we're gonna do some research on that.
Okay, that's a good answer.
I have a lot of.
No, not Tom, the words. Nope.
I like the way that looks, though.
Yeah, I like the design a lot.
I like the design too.
I'm a little queasy about the color.
I'm queasy about that lighting thing.
Yep.
I wonder if there's a way to have somebody actually do some kind of a printing of it out of a, like a Metzger's or something. Could they do something that would give us a more real, accurate?
Well, if there's a PMS color, they absolutely should just.
To be able to do it.
Is there PMS?
It might help for you to see it. Yeah, it might work, because it might help you as well. Because you may feel differently once you see all the colors in the actual PMS. I agree with you, we need to see what those colors look like.
Those come through clear on the computer better?
Yeah, I like the colors on the computer, but I want to make sure I haven't gone to the wrong direction for color. I mean, it's gonna be quite different than the color trees that.
Oh, yeah, which is, I think, good. I think we're okay with that.
Yeah.
The other question I had.
So what is?
So those were my PMS colors that I have a very bad idea of.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm gonna send you basically a mock-up of the same thing via email, so at least you get a picture. And then we'll go ahead and.
And that'll be more accurate color depiction?
Yep.
Okay.
And then the other question I had is the blue. I'm not using the blue at all, and I'm hoping that we decided to match the blue.
Good with that.
I mean, is there a reason that we'd use blue before? There's no city color.
No.
I think it looks great without the blue.
What do we like for flags?
Yeah.
Are we just simplifying the flags?
No, I like the flags without the words.
I don't know, I kind of like them with the words and with the.
I kind of like the City of Trees.
Then you talk me into it.
Huh?
I like the City of Trees on the flag. I don't know if we need the City of Sylvania. I don't know if you are changing your logo, so I don't know if going from.
I'm gonna see, what does this flag say?
I wonder if we ought to defer to the mayor on that.
Yeah, maybe.
I think he would have known.
Definitely something I can play now.
I just think about if the flag is like up at Woodstock or somewhere.
I looked at a lot of flags online, and honestly, they don't have a lot of worth on them, if any. Every now and then, an older flag will have more of a seal.
Mm-hmm.
They'll use their seal on the flag.
You mean like the one that's right there? That has the nice old feel to it.
Yeah.
Something I'm not.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
My thinking is though, it would be a long time before people look at our oak leaf and think of the Nike swish and say, oh, there's Sylvania, Ohio.
Yes, you're right. I'm wondering if I could do it down the side of the flag.
Something creative, yeah, that'd be fun.
A little bit separate from the actual logo itself, so it includes the name of the city, but isn't attached to the actual.
Kind of a clever idea. Okay. Perfect.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Any other comments or feedback? I do think that, I hate to delay this at all, but I do feel like we would like to see that. I do have a sense, though, that if we're all comfortable with that, there may be, we may even be able to still get it, have a decision at the next council meeting. My sense is, I defer to the group. I don't think we need another committee of the whole meeting on this issue. I think we just need to build consensus and make sure we're comfortable on the color. So if you send out that the document, unless we have some really concerns and people are like, oh, no, we can't do this,
okay,
we won't plan on another meeting.
Perfect.
We'll try and see if we can't just have a discussion and advance legislation. Okay? Is that comfortable to all council
yep.
members?
I think we're making great progress there.
Okay.
How are we feeling about the capital?
Yeah.
Where?
We talked about it last time. So under on the first page, I showed what we had as a font for City of Trees for the first time, and we wanted to solid go letter solid. But we also had talked about whether or not City of Trees should capitalize City and City of Trees should capitalize or not. So I did pull.
I like the starred one.
Yeah, me too.
And I think you did kind of show us that that's what you like. You use that in all of them, and we kind of asked you to give us
visually with more feeling. But I don't know if like lowercase takes the formality out of it and makes it just.
I think we. I'm good with the capital. Anybody else feel strongly in another direction?
I think capital's great.
Okay. Danny, thank you very much. We'll look forward to getting the colors and maybe another idea on the flag with some of the wording in another way. But ultimately, I think we're moving in a really positive direction. And I think you get the sense that council members are very happy with this. So thank you very much for your work and your focus, your partnership. We feel very fortunate to have you working beside us on this. So thank you.
We're feeling forward.
All right. With that.
We're feeling forward.
Thanks, Danny. So with that, I'm going to ask if there's any other business to come before the committee of the whole this evening.
Yes, Mrs. Westfall, I have two items as long as we have time.
Yep.
One relates to the 2020 city calendar. We asked Mr. Sanford to get bids from interested vendors about the calendar. We felt that we needed to do that since we had the same provider for the last several years. It was time to get input. He has done that, and he and I have had some conversation about the bids and the calendar. I'm going to let him speak, but I think we'd like to get a sense of council whether we can have the administration, if we all agree, proceed to develop legislation or not, or whether we need to have another committee meeting specifically to talk about this. I believe that the choice is fairly clear cut. They were written proposals. This is the lowest bid, but I also think it's the best bid. And so I'd like to have Rick take a few minutes and talk about this and see if we can maybe just move it direct administration to prepare legislation for not tonight, but for next time. So Bill, did I get that right?
You got it right.
Okay, so talk to us.
Passing out the proposal from Planner Creative and Danny, who just left us they would do their own printing. And then their pay came in at $12,499. Creative Oxygen was $11,875, and again, Planners at $10,000.
Beyond the design piece, I think some of us are aware that there was a bit of a snafu in the actual structuring of the calendar last year, right? There was some technical missteps. Flanders Creative has assured us that the management of the project, which will include oversight of those kinds of things, will go to a different person this year, this new year, if they get this job, so that we can be assured that there'll be a little bit more diligence in terms of looking at the specific technical aspects of the calendar.
One of the things that I like about using Flanders and Fuller Art House is that we're working on this logo, and that means that Danny, understanding the elements of the logo, could incorporate some of that potentially into the calendar, and it could become a way to roll out the logo in some respects.
You know, and that I think is definitely a consideration, but I think in Bill, in my mind, Flanders also won it fair and square,
yeah.
Right? So
right.
It works on both levels.
So do we want to have is there any other comments from council members?
I just have a question.
Mm-hmm.
On the estimate, what is the 2.5 to 3,000 for? That's not printing, is that right? Am I getting this right?
Yes, yeah, and then I think
that's just design.
Yes, that's just design. And I think the number in the 7,000 that I used for both, if you saw the other Creative Oxygen, they were the same way with their part of it, the creative part and the design and whatever, the printing piece. And again, but to make it so it was apples to apples, I added what the printing would be based on last year's cost to do the printing.
Gotcha.
Let me use right here.
Mm-hmm.
Is always printing the calendar.
And then what other costs are associated? You know, I mean, is there distributing it, mailing it? What's the call-in number for the calendar?
How many copies?
What's the price tag from the whole thing to get it to everybody and it's all said and done?
That's it.
Well, we do have to distribute it, right? Do we mail them?
Right.
Okay.
That's incorporated. It's the mail and that's incorporated in that 7,000, and that's also incorporated in the proposal from advanced advertising.
Gotcha.
So we mail about 7,000.
And in the past, with the sponsors you've had with this, the corporate sponsors. Has that covered costs, or have we made a profit on this, or what is it?
I think the first year was probably, maybe made a little or broke even. Last year we lost a sponsor. We did not have Flower Hospital for the first time, so it was still at, so we lost that sponsorship. And that was another thing that this proposal, they talked about approaching optometrists to the theme of the perfect vision to see if they'd like to take ads in it. So I thought that might help. But we'll go back to some of the other. It's been Republic, there's been a constant. Memoir Bank, and Dave White were the other sponsors last year.
Okay.
Other questions?
All right, so you are going to ask, that's a great idea, the optometrist. 2020 vision,
that's what they suggested.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to send a letter out to all of them, or are you going to? Yeah.
We'll work with them if that's where we go and contact and see who gets involved.
Okay. So, Mary, if there's no other comment, I'm not quite sure what the process is other than to suggest to the group that we send it to the administration for fair legislation.
I think that's right. And is that a motion?
It is.
Is there a second?
Second.
So it's been moved and seconded to ask administration to prepare legislation for the calendar and for securing Flanders Creative and Fuller Art House to complete that project. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. And then, Mr. Lutke, I think you have one other thing.
I do, and I'm not, I don't know if we're running out of time for this or not. I think most of us are aware that we have had conversations for the past 6 months or so about a update of the city of Sylvania's downtown plan, right? Mm-hmm. We had, at one point last year, considered retaining Pogelmeier Design for basically the process of looking at the previous work that had been done around downtown, looking at current market conditions, looking at the current status of where downtown Sylvania is right now, and then giving us a updated set of recommendations for the next couple of years. We became aware of another company called Environmental Design Group, which is works out of Akron, Cleveland, and Columbus. They've done a substantial amount of this kind of work in Northwest Ohio, most recently in Sandusky. And their principal, who actually was the person that Bill was introduced to initially, grew up in Sylvania, so she knows the town. And we've had several conversations with her and feel pretty strongly that the material that they presented and the concepts they presented are pretty close to what I believe could benefit us as we make our economic development planning for the next 5 years. And so we're distributing this. I think we want to give council ample opportunity to absorb it and have conversations about it. We could send it to committee if there was additional questions, but I guess I wanted to make council aware of this. My preference would be to send, to have legislation prepared, but if that's premature, we can delay that.
Is there a timing issue with regard to this?
No. Our sense is that this is it's a budget that would best be served by having it be cut into two parts and having an initial, the initial planning done in 2019 and part of the 2019 budget. My understanding from Toby is that we have some dollars that are available since we felt we were underbid on a number of projects.
Mm-hmm.
And then have the second part of it be part of the 2020 budget. Mm-hmm. But
okay, well, what are they going to produce here?
they will produce a plan that. Bill, you
want to
talk about this?
Maybe I need to read this.
Yeah, that'd be helpful.
Yeah, you probably need time just to go through it. It's broken into three parts, but Mark, did you have...
There's a stack of stuff over there.
Oh, he didn't pass.
Oh, sorry.
No, no problem.
Well, no wonder you look confused.
I do think that
that's just a natural state of being for me.
We might be well served to push this to committee, everybody just looking at it, not having enough time to actually review it a little bit more thoroughly tonight. If you're comfortable with that.
Which committee would that be?
How about yours?
I was thinking because you've taken the lead on it that it would make sense to keep it there.
Yeah.
You've got another suggestion, I'm open for it.
I'm going to be out of town for a while and miss the next council meeting, but if we're all comfortable with getting this done by the end of September, we could schedule a meeting the week of the 10th in September. We'll do that during the council meeting.
If there's no... Rush, I think that would be...
Well, no, I think we'd like to get this first piece done yet this year.
Yeah.
I think that's doable, isn't it, Bill?
Yes, I think you're referring to...
The timing.
Something by the next meeting.
Right.
Right. If we get this done into September, we're fine.
Okay. Okay.
So we'll schedule...
So is there a motion to refer this to the Employee and Community Relations Committee?
Yes.
It's been moved and seconded. To refer this discussion for Sylvania Downtown Master Plan and Market Analysis from Environmental Design Group to the Employee and Community Relations Committee. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, and we'll have
right. And between now and then, if anybody, after you read the document, if anybody has any questions, direct them to Bill or to myself.
Yep. Thank you for taking the time and making the effort to pursue this. I think it's certainly something that we all can benefit from learning more about, and we all want to do what's right for our city, so appreciate your leadership there.
You.
With that, is there any other business to come before the Committee of the Whole? Hearing none, this meeting will stand adjourned at 7:30. 6:30. Is there a motion to adjourn? I don't know that I officially need it.
So move.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn this meeting at 7:30. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. Meeting stands adjourned.